Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 6, 9 to 12. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 9 to 12. Even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are convinced of better things in your case, the things that have to do with salvation. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. My theme for reflection is hope that works while it waits. Hope that works while it waits. If you have ever ordered something online and checked the tracking number 5 times in an hour, you already understand something about Hebrews 6. Waiting is hard, but waiting with confidence changes everything. Today's text is God's gentle reminder that Christian hope is not passive anticipation. It is active assurance, like someone dressing for a feast while the kitchen door is still closed. The author of Hebrews speaks to believers shaken by warnings in the previous verses. Some feared they might not truly belong to God. Others worried that their imperfections had cancelled their salvation. Into this anxious atmosphere, the writer speaks a tender and stabilizing word. Beloved, we are convinced of better things concerning you. Hebrews 6, 9. Hope is not a fragile emotion to him. It is a divine gift, rooted not in our mood, but in God's character. The human problem is one we all know. Fear, doubt, and spiritual insecurity drain the joy out of faith. Nothing weakens Christian zeal like waking each morning, wondering if God really loves you, or whether you can survive one more disappointment. Fear turns faith into a burden. Insecurity turns service into performance. And doubt turns joy into anxiety. But God does not leave us in such a state. In Hebrews 6, God resolves the problem by anchoring our hope not in our behavior, but in his justice, his memory, and his love. The writer says God is not unjust to forget your work and the love you showed his name. Verse 10. God is not a careless accountant. Every act of love toward others for his sake is remembered, honored, and used by him to strengthen our assurance. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "The essence of faith is not certainty about ourselves, but certainty about God." Hebrews echoes this truth. Full assurance does not grow from introspection, but from beholding the one who is faithful. It is God who preserves us, God who empowers us, God who remembers our love, and God who holds us steady until we inherit the promises. Psalm 42 verse 5 illuminates this passage. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Like Hebrews, the psalmist teaches us to preach hope to our own hearts. Hope is not wishful thinking. It is faith in the future tense. It is the soul standing on God's promises, even when emotions tremble. Hebrews then points us to what this means in practice. Hope energizes love. When believers know they are beloved, they become bold in serving others. When we trust God's promises, we cease to be sluggish and begin imitating the saints who endured hardship with joy. Christian hope is not escapism. It is fuel for daily faithfulness. So this is the invitation. Live today as someone God remembers, someone God keeps, someone God calls beloved. The more deeply we rest in God's unwavering commitment to us, the more freely we can serve without fear, persevere without exhaustion, and love without calculation. As we continue in this season of Advent, Hebrews 6 reminds the global church that hope is both our inheritance and our calling. It does not ask us to pretend everything is fine. It invites us to trust that even in the unfinished spaces of life, God is already at work. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what doubts or fears most often weaken your assurance of God's love, and how might Hebrews 6 speak into them? Number two, in what ways can your love for God be expressed more intentionally through loving others? And now our practical exercise for the day. Choose one person today, someone weary, overlooked, or discouraged, and after a concrete act of service or encouragement, and offer a concrete act of service or encouragement for the sake of God's name. Faithful God, anchor our hearts in the certainty of your love. Drive out fear, silence our doubts, and strengthen us with the full assurance of hope. Help us to serve with joy, persevere with patience, and love with sincerity. Clothe us in your promises and keep us faithful until we inherit all you have spoken. Through Jesus Christ, our eternal hope, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.